This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Last Day is a new podcast from Lemonada Media that takes a good hard look at the things that are killing us, those massive epidemics we hear about constantly that are hard to comprehend and are getting worse every day.
Now, this may sound bleak and depressing, but best-selling author Stephanie Whittles Walks, who lost her brother, comedian Harris Whittles, who I loved, to an overdose, hosts the show with the humanity and wit, a bit of profanity, and a genuine quest for progress.
Season one covers the opioid crisis, which is now killing more people than car accidents.
Last Day zooms in on one person's last day of life to try and figure out how they got there, and then zooms out to help us understand the bigger societal picture and what can be done about it.
The storytelling is incredible and has you holding your breath.
Guests range from Sarah Silverman to experts, first responders, people in recovery, and those affected, like family members.
So subscribe now to Lemonada Media's Last Day, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
I was loud again.
You really punched it, but I think that's good at the top. It gets people's attention. Hey, stop doing your data entry and pay attention to us for once.
Right. Like, wake them up. Make them adjust their knobs.
Yeah. Why don't you get some knobs going?
Better I punch it than you punch it, because that would mean we'd hit this Volt in the bumper.
If you hit a Chevy Volt in the back, it will rust like an old battery.
A lot of people don't know that.
I'd feel like I don't know it because it's one of the weirder things I've ever said.
In front of your eyes, it happens.
Just a quick battery rust.
Yeah, it happens immediately. Like you just stabbed a vampire. Just dissipates in front of you.
Chris, speaking of which, mm-hmm. have you ever been a vampire for Halloween?
Yes.
Really? Very,
yes. While on stage, I had, I know I call out a lot of comedy clubs I've not had fun at, but I was in Houston. Who knows?
Okay, no, you're right. No, good, smart.
Yeah, exactly. I'm learning from my past mistakes. Anyway, at this joke joint,
Oh, shoot.
It was Halloween, and I'm about to do stand-up on Halloween again in Austin.
If you're free on Halloween, go see Chris Austin, Texas.
Yeah, everything I say today is going to be a little plug of a very specific date.
Cool.
Going backwards from Austin, the last stop of my tour. Next story, New Orleans. It's going to be hard. I've never been there.
And you don't have plans to go.
I dressed like a vampire and did my show as a vampire, and I learned do not dress as... I don't know that I learned, because I was Evel Knievel at the Improv after that. Oh. You just shouldn't. I like to dress up for Halloween.
Yeah.
and I decided to be a vampire.
Right.
In Houston. And I had blood on my face, and I think it took away from my...
actual act.
Yes.
Now, when you say you did your act as a vampire, are we talking about a ton of V's? You pronounced everything with a V.
Until I started talking and my normal voice came out. Good. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Good.
Every once in a while, my brain takes control of itself.
And it's not just fucking woo-woo.
Oh, God. Yes, guns ablazing. Just being the count.
Yeah. It's right.
My second joke. Oh, can you imagine how awful I have the potential to be?
Yes, for sure.
Luckily, there's that other voice. Reality.
What's your favorite Halloween costume? Oh, wait. Don't.
You know it.
We know the toilet legs.
Yes. Yeah, toilet legs is the best. But I've done little fake legs sitting on a witch's back. And that was a lot of work. I took regular wood putty and a styrofoam wig head, and I just made the most gruesome, bloody witch head, like a horrifying little witch lady with a hunchback that went under my butt.
Sure.
And my pants, I cut a hole in them, and my legs went through the hole in my pants. I padded a fake butt. So it's a padded butt, and then my legs are the witch's legs.
Right.
So I shaved my legs and put little nylons on and then made little foam rubber legs. So I'm sitting on a witch, and her little arms were just cotton stuffed in pantyhose.
Yeah.
Holding my legs. So it's on her back. And you could do little... I just did rodeo movements and entire... I was on 6th Street in Austin. It's important to dress up for Halloween in Texas, I think, is what I'm letting everyone know.
Austin, I would say especially.
Of course, some drunken... The 6th Street is so intimidating in Austin. It's like Bourbon Street. And some guy came up and grabbed the witch's head and mimicked fellatio.
Oh.
And ripped her head off. And I was so angry, I almost got in a fight over my costume.
You should have.
Oh, he would have beat the dickens out of me.
And it should have been about her honor.
Right.
That witch is... You don't
How
do that to a witch.
How dare
about consent.
You do this to this model of my grandmother?
Even witches deserve to have consent and agency.
Oh. This is in honor of how many times I sat on the shoulders of my witch grandmother's back. How dare you, frat boy?
You all sit on the shoulders of witches, you fools.
Yes.
You wouldn't be anywhere without witches.
That being said, happy Mother's Day. Yeah, he did. It really made me mad.
Was he, like, blind drunk?
He was blind
red-eyed?
Drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, that street, and I'll be there soon, is horrifying.
Yeah. Well, get on there. Be one of the horrifying people. Stop being a victim and start being an attacker.
Right. You're right. I should.
That's what Halloween's all about. Just getting out in front of people in terms of drink, drug, attack mode.
Yeah.
Anger at witches.
Do what the moon is making you do.
Do it. Don't make excuses.
When I moved to Austin, I was such an innocent Montana boy with my flannel and my wood chopping block. I thought we were going to die just then.
So I know, me too.
It's funny what comes out.
Chopping block.
None of those words apply to reality. I just thought we were going to hit that forerunner.
And you wanted to get kind of a good sense of Montana.
Chopping block, toaster, oven, love child. Sorry.
A boy from Montana. What's the most symbolic chopping block?
And you go to Austin, you go to 6th Street to do your first night of comedy, and afterwards there are tattooed cops in short shorts on horseback, baton beating drunken people fighting in the streets.
Oh my God, this is like erotic fan fiction. Love it. That's all I want to look at. But only cool cops that understand what a problem we have with policing these days.
It is one of those things where I'm like, this is absolutely horrifying. And then I glance over in a window and I'm smiling. And I'm like, what is wrong with me?
Beat the drunks. They deserve it. And I deserve it.
We get off on this next exit in 1 mile.
Perfect.
Oh, this is ringing bells. I've messed this up for us before.
We've tried to do this a couple times. Do you know that we plugged this episode on our episode of My Favorite Murder, which will have will have already been out, but to us in this time comes out tomorrow.
Oh, wow. That's weird. That's great.
I really podcast a lot and with Steven. And and in it, Georgia refers to Billy Wayne Davis as the Matt Damon of this show, which I thought was kind of funny.
Oh, my God. That's what I texted him.
Did you really?
I said, we have been mentioning you the last three episodes, kind of like our apologies to Matt Damon. Right.
About a lot of things.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Georgia. Maybe. You know what? I've been thinking about starting a podcast with Georgia.
Go ahead. I don't even care.
About skateboarding.
She would love that, actually.
Just early. I really don't know what to say about this. No, if I do a new one, my apologies to anyone who doesn't care, but it would be about that. Because it is, you know how people talk about sports and then it's, I zone out.
Yeah.
I'm like, because I just.
Well, you have to be invested somehow. Which way?
Yeah. We now will, oh my God, take a left and then another left. Another navigation snafu. So fun to hear about it.
Yes, the details are fascinating.
And it happens, everyone does this, so when I'm on a podcast or an XM radio show like you and I were on,
oh, yeah.
Airing on the 21st, we were on Fortune Feimster's.
Feimster. Yes.
And Tom Papa's.
Yeah.
Radio show on XM Radio. Netflix is a joke. It has something to do with that.
Yes, I think it's Netflix is a joke radio.
Radio.
And I think the super company is serious, probably.
Yeah.
And it's called Top Papa and Fortune is the name of the show.
But anytime I'm on a show like that or morning radio or pocket, you end up talking. Someone says, oh, look at you. Look how you're dressed today. And I'm always like, no one's seeing my flannel. But yeah. On their show, there is cameras, so you can't do that.
You know what, though? I'm really tired. It's like I got into podcasting to get away from cameras. Then I have to, like, get ready for a half an hour earlier.
No, I know what you're saying, yeah.
It's
me
irritating.
Too. I do, too.
Yeah.
I'm a man of a certain age. I'm in a TV show with Scott Bakula. Why can't I could use some under-eye cream.
This one? Next one.
And some...
Next one.
Okay.
I could use some over-eye cream, too, if you know what I'm saying. Do you? No, I don't. Could someone tell me what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't. Do you mean in, like, an eye mask or cucumber slices?
No, I just mean the cream that one would put under their under-eye, I want to put over my over-eye.
Oh, you can't put on your over-eyes.
What do you put on your over-eyes?
Because you don't have over-eyes. That's just girls. Oh, shoot!
I have my over-eyes frozen. That tends to get rid of the bags. Back and forth between two things that don't make sense.
It's like, what's the serious radio show? This one, all of a sudden? The over-eyes.
Oh, there's a meme.
Damn it.
Okay.
I'm so tired.
Oh, sometimes we have fun.
Yeah. Especially driving up and down the two.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to show you guys that exit in case you missed anything last time.
It did it.
It did it.
It did it.
I didn't do it.
No.
It did.
Yeah, did it.
The clown from the movie did it.
That was like the movie phone voice doing a weird joke.
The clown from the movie did it. 7 p.m.
We're going to make a left.
Number one.
How about you? Are you going to dress up for Halloween?
I don't think so. We got free dresses from a cool place, website. One of the dresses was, it's just a plain black dress, but it has, the top part of it just has like ribs, skeleton.
Oh, cool.
So it's just, and the bones go down the arms.
Oh, cool.
But it's basically a half skeleton. It stops at the waist. There's a lady on the bottom in your dress, but on the top you have ribs.
I have always wanted to, now it's a common costume, but when the villains in Karate Kid all were dressed like skeletons.
Yes, it's the coolest.
And it's weird how I was on their side. If it weren't for their sensei being a crooked man, I think that movie would be totally different for me.
They look the coolest.
They just looked cool.
It's like, way cooler than being a shower curtain.
Yeah, and being lonely and only hanging out with some weird man that makes you do manual labor. These guys, at least they were friends having fun on the beach.
Yep.
A lot of people take Ralph Macchio's side.
Not us.
No.
No way.
No, I'm a fan of that actor, whatever his name is. The son from The Equalizer.
Yes.
Oh, no one's going to know.
Blondie?
Yeah, Blondie guy.
Mr. Blondie.
Mm-hmm. He was Edward Woodward's son on The Equalizer.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember one episode of The Equalizer that was so creepy. Have we talked about this
before? It was a great show.
I loved that show.
Yeah.
But there was one episode about a very abusive father and his child and wife. And it was so dark and so fucked up. And it was basically kind of like... It was like he was a super control freak and he was a rager and all this stuff. And it was really heavy. And The Equalizer came in and killed an abusive father, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Or got him arrested or I don't know. Yeah. Got rid of him so that this child wasn't plagued by this father anymore.
You'd be surprised. Even in Miami Vice or as I noticed in any G.I. Joe cartoon as a kid. Well, of course, the cartoons. But people don't. They blow up and then you see them dive out of the boat. As it explodes.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay, those guys probably swam to safety.
Yeah.
Even though they were drug dealers.
Drug dealers can swim.
Oh, they're great at it. Especially when you're all coked up.
Yeah.
20 Oof. Laps in the pool.
He's like, I'm going to do a goddamn breaststroke.
I've never even done this before. I'm on top of the world. Give me more Rao Pow.
Is Rao Pow like rowdy powder?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, love
that
it.
That actually is that's a phrase coined by Brendan Walsh. I say it a lot.
Is that true?
Yes.
Rowdy powder or Rao Pow?
Rowdy powder. So Rao Pow is mine.
Well, okay. So it be proud.
It's a
yours
subset.
Is good too.
Sure. But you kind of have to know Brendan's first.
His whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am, turns out I'm a joke thief.
Hey, aren't we all?
I guess so.
It's hard not to, especially these days, being addicted to Twitter when you just read people's ideas all the time. Like, I came up with this thing that made me laugh so hard last night on stage about talking about how when you dye your hair, you look even older. And I was like, I'm one... a crucifix outside of my sweater vest away from being the guy from My Pillow. And... there's just no way that I thought of that.
It must
be a tweet.
Anytime a joke comes easy to me and it is also funny, I'm like, there's no way the stars align.
I'm dead.
Someone else. And sometimes I'm right.
Yeah. It's not cool. You know what? It's so dark out now that I think I need my regular glasses. Can you help
me? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can you help
me? I feel like a caddy.
Get my things. They're in the beige colored.
Yeah,
that's makeup. That's a makeup.
It's okay. I just wanted to grab it and feel it. This M.C. Escher type print on it.
It's like a hard glasses case.
Okay, let's look in here.
I don't think there's anything embarrassing in there.
It's a handgun, some illicit drugs, some mint gum.
Birth control.
Birth control and brass knuckles in the same container.
I'm a modern lady.
Oh, a couple Benadryl or Sudafed. I'm not seeing a glasses case.
Shit.
What is wrong with me?
What about regular old glasses in the side pocket?
Ah, the old eight ball corner. shit balls.
Not happening?
God. Oh, I shouldn't have looked there. A legal pad for your lawyering. There's no... Oh, God. It's because it's the same color as the liner.
Yeah.
It was a beige...
And it's a deep purse. It's deep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I've been listening to a band called Bleached, and I think it's how your new band should sound.
Okay.
And I'll send you some tracks.
Okay, cool.
And I still don't know what I'll do in the band, but...
You want a skateboard?
Maybe roadie and do some stage skating.
Okay, cool. You can open with some stage skating.
I saw them live, and it was so fun. And her voice sounds like Belinda Carlisle, and it's like...
Awesome.
That kind of beachy garage surf punk that's melodic, a lot of harmonizing. It was two sisters, which it's fun. I like siblings. It's just...
In bands?
When they get along and they're harmonizing, their backs are together, like Motley Crue used to do. They're like looking at each other. You can tell they're related. Both of them have their skills set, and they rock. It was a great rock show.
That's Bleached. Awesome.
That's my book report on the book that is a band called Bleached.
I feel like I have heard the name of the band, and I feel like people have told me I should listen to it before.
You should. And then they'll have like a dancey song that's kind of disco-y with whistling, but it's still kind of punk rock. They're just great.
They do it all.
It's kind of like Always or Best Coast or one of those kind of bands.
Yes.
A real sucker for this fast-paced rock and roll indie pop with lady singers.
It's the best.
Yep.
That's the way to go. What are we doing here, people?
It was funny, though. It was an all-ages show, and that used to be a thing that I would shy against. But it was kind of fun to see cool parents bringing their 15-year-old kids with their headphones to a rock and roll show, and they were loving it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
If I ever end up in some parent situation, some parent trap, I'm going to try and be cool. I don't know.
That's a good idea.
Not like at a party, like, hey, who wants to hear some guitar? But, you know, just bring them.
Can you play the guitar?
No. So I really wouldn't come. It really would backfire.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, make a lift here.
Sorry. Yes.
It's good.
Oh, God. It's okay. I love the from the wheels that slip to the wheels that grip. This car has a hell of an under chassis. That was amazing. We were high centered, but I felt that one break.
I feel.
We went past it by two streets.
So. Jesus H. I feel like I need to make this, set this up, because there is a GPS in this car, that it seems like it would just be so much easier if I could look right there, but I don't know how to make it work.
Oh, well, we can figure out that next time. Okay. We can do a whole episode based on it.
Oh, special content. That'll go behind a paywall. It's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to us program a GPS.
Yeah, yeah. If you pay our Patreon fee, you get GPS episodes.
Then we'll do it in the, we'll have signed up with a Cookie Monster voice. That's funny.
Yeah.
My sister does that. She changes her Waze voice. And like most recently it was Cookie Monster. And when she first told me, I was like, Laura. And then when we got into the car and it was like, go right up there. And then we all start laughing. It was like the greatest ever.
Are you a person that's watching Succession?
Yes, I am.
And have you watched the final?
Yes, I did.
When they're on the boat and they're like, just use what they said. Well, why were they using?
They were making
voices.
Fun of Roman, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. So funny in that.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah. It's a great show, but then bums me out at the same time.
It's very depressing and very hilarious. Like, yeah, it's rough. But that Roman thing, like, the spoilers, everybody.
Spoiler alert.
But that thing where he got, like, kidnapped and then he was just like, yeah, whatever, I don't know, it's pretty scary. Like, it's so realistic at how people are these, especially, I think, people in that situation. They can't have feelings and they can't have, like, reactions. They can't show weakness.
Yeah, if they were going to pull out my guts out of my BH and fill me with cement, he said something. Yep. I was like, oh, my God.
Yep.
That's going to be in a scary movie. We are almost to be WD's house.
God damn.
This whole episode is just going to be us
trying to get there and then giving up
showing
for the fifth
up,
time.
Driving past him and yelling goodbye. You've been listening.
He's going to be like, well, my baby woke up. I can't do it.
Oh, he's got a baby?
Let's
talk about the baby.
That's the baby has been the crucial element where, like, the first time I was late coming from across town again. So should I go left here, Steve?
Yeah.
And he was like, sorry, the babysitter has to leave it. So basically nobody could be flexible because I was late and then he couldn't stretch it or whatever.
Do you
need a ride?
Do you feel like he got a babysitter just for this?
No, it sounds like they might have a babysitter.
Okay.
You know, a person who comes and helps them. I'm not sure. We should ask him. Let's save all this gold.
I can't wait to talk baby talk. He'll use a baby voice when I ask about his baby. That won't be annoying.
I think parents love stuff like that. It's a one-way street.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's one thing they like to do is all the baby talk. They want to do it outside the house when their baby isn't there.
With adults, yes.
Yeah. So fun.
The sky is amazing looking tonight.
It is amazing looking, but we're also at that twilight hour where I can't see for some reason.
Yes, I kind of can't either.
Okay, and now we'll cue the guest waiting music.
Doobie doobie doo. Were you going to do that, Steven?
I think it was the same exact melody.
Doobie doobie doo dee doo boo boo. Boo 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 doo doo
doo doo. Too many boo-boos.
Boo 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 boo.
There he is.
Boo, boo.
Look at him.
Oh, does he have shoes on?
Nah, flip flops and jeans, just like you. Oh man, those are thin ones. Those are thin ones.
Well, wait. Yes.
Yes.
Finally.
I don't believe this is happening.
Yeah. I can't believe we've actually done it.
Is this even real?
Like, I was in the hammock on the front porch going like, I don't think they're going to go.
We tried our best to be on time, but we couldn't do it.
It just, we had some navigation issues, to be honest. When we're driving and talking, it's like hard to...
Oh, it's a terrible idea. It is. Like, what if I really needed a ride? I'd be like, we're just not...
Yeah, no way.
I did have that happen recently where, well, it's the first time I was going on a trip where I wasn't making money, but I was like doing a thing, but I had I was part of a team and they were already there. And I was like, there's no real reason for me to go. But I had that like deep back of my head. And then I got in a lift and the guy had one eye. I was like, well, this is going to be the best driver of the workshop.
Yeah, like heightened ability.
Yeah, where he's going to like just know stuff because...
He can smell it.
Or he's had to prove because of assholes like me. Like, let's see what you got, one eye.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm good.
Watch this.
So, hey, there's my wife and child.
Oh, and dog?
And my dog, yeah.
Wow.
Who's that man with them?
I don't know. He's beautiful.
He's beautiful. He is a
gorgeous.
Truly.
Physical specimen.
Man. Yes. Now, when I came out of the bedroom, he was in the living room. I was like, oh, hello.
You didn't have any questions then?
I can't even be mad. I would leave everyone for him.
Who are you, sir?
Do you want to be on The Bachelor?
Well, either way, here's some roses.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what you pick.
And so did one eye get you? Oh, one eye.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was shark. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And so he made one turn where I was like, the first turn he made, I was like, huh, maybe he knows something that I don't. Maybe he knows like a back road where, you know, because there's always those parts of LA where you're just like, I didn't even know this was a community.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yep.
And I lived here for 7 years. And I was watching on my phone because I was a little worried, but I travel so much. You guys know what I'm talking about, where you're just like, I'm going to get there 7 minutes before everything's okay.
Yeah.
And you can normally do that. And I looked and the turn added 15 minutes. Like instantly.
Oh,
and I was like, huh.
Well, he made a mistake.
I was like, okay, maybe he's like, you know, there's a tunnel.
And you still didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, no, I was just like, okay. And then he didn't seem to care. And then he made another turn that I was like, I feel like this is very wrong. And he went down the road and it was just jam packed. And I looked down and it added 15 minutes. So that's 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
So I would get there when the plane, you know, when the door was shutting.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, oh, at this point, if anything happens between now and then, I'm just not going to make it. So, and I would have never done this before, but I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, this is good. And he like pulled over and I got out and I just like canceled it. It was the Southwest. So I just canceled it and kept the money.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I was so pleased with it. And then I walked back. I was so happy with myself.
Wait, how far away from your house?
It was
house
like a mile and a half.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Get a little jaunt in for yourself.
Yeah, and it was, everyone's just sitting in traffic, and I'm just like, hey, I don't have to go do the thing now.
Matt, I admire you just for the decision-making ability, which I have trouble with, and then also being able to handle a flight over the phone that quickly. I guess with Southwest, it's easy.
No, you can do it on your phone.
Really?
Did you know?
On the app?
2019.
In the app.
This is what apps are all about.
Yeah, that's the whole reason. That's why I'm addicted to them.
Do you think the guy knew? What? First of all, when
I don't
you got
think,
in the car.
I do not think he gave a shit. What was he? Was just like, all right, have a good day. And yeah. I was like, all right.
Oh, he didn't even question it.
No.
Because I usually, when I'm in one of those cars and I'm like, oh, you can just let me off here instead, they're like, are you sure? We only have half a block left to go. Like I don't know where I live.
They do get mad about that.
On the way to take a plane to Bridgetown, like 2 years ago or whenever, the one before the last one, I had to work, so I had to take like the flight at like 6 o'clock or something like that. And I got a Uber driver or a Lyft driver that something was wrong with him. Like, I think he had brain damage.
Oh, wow.
Because he did the thing where...
Of course. It's not hard to get. I did it for like 2 weeks because I got fascinated with, like, you just turn on your phone and make money. No, right. You can't.
No, you can't. You have to kind of be good at it. But he talked and let every time he spoke, which was a ton, he would take his foot off the gas. So he would, it would be like he need to make the point before he would keep going.
Oh. He didn't know how to multitask.
He did not know how to multitask and with the mail thing. And he started telling me about how his mother doesn't believe in him. And we were in
Toluca. Well, pay me your mother.
Did you start, siding with her pretty quickly?
Yeah, like, almost immediately. I wanted to get her on the phone. And basically he made it so that I missed my flight to Bridgetown. And I missed the first night of shows I was supposed to be on. I was supposed to do the goddamn comedy jam and I can't remember, something else. And I was just like, as I was pulling up, I was just texting Charlene. And I was just like, I wish I was telling you a story right now, but there's something wrong with this Uber driver to the point where I think I should call and tell the company this shouldn't be a person that picks anybody up because...
Well, good luck with that.
Well, you're just like his mom.
Just one more woman who doesn't believe
in him. Doesn't believe in him. Well, it's not that I didn't believe in you. You just proved me correct.
You just drove us up onto the sidewalk.
When I got in the car, I was riddled with belief.
And you cleared it out of my system.
Yeah, you did a good job.
So when you, because usually you're looking at the back of someone's head, like right now, for instance, I could have just lost my eye and you wouldn't know. So did this guy turn around and let you know?
They always do that. I also have like a picture of me as a first grader. Mm-hmm. And I don't look that different.
I have the shirt.
It's a different one. It's one I have the Miami Vice thing going on.
Not the one where you have the mullet?
Not the mullet. No, okay. I have like a different hairdo. I had two sisters. They had a good time of man.
Oh, yeah. It's dressed
They did
up
what
time.
They wanted.
Yeah, and they were younger, but they, you know, they're smarter. So, what are you going to do? It's taken me a long time to admit that, too, that they're smarter.
Sure.
For a long time, like, no. Nah. But it was just me being like, nah, I can still punch them.
Yeah.
I never would. If I did that, that would be the scariest thing I could ever do. Because my dad would be like, well, now I have to rip your head off.
If you punch your sister?
Oh, God, yeah.
Where are you from?
Tennessee,
yeah. But I met you.
I think that's just any state.
Were you ever living?
It's not state specific.
Yeah, I don't think it's a
It's
Tennessee
more family
thing.
To family.
Yeah, I think it's a raising children thing.
Yeah.
But did you live in Seattle for a while, right?
Yes.
That's where I met you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that your first, like, where you started stand up?
No.
Oh. No, did you start in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Sure.
Like we were talking before, parallel thought or hearing a thing, and I had like a joke about football jerseys and rooting for laundry, I think was the phrase. And Billy, I just met him. He's like, hey, man, that's pretty much a Seinfeld joke. And I was like, no, it's just something my dad used to say. My dad, who's a big fan of Seinfeld.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then I looked, because there's a lot of things my dad would say. He's written a lot of my jokes just by me.
Sure.
Yeah, dads are funny.
Yeah. Yes.
Moms are too.
Yeah, but both. Yeah, I have jokes that from both parents. And then I looked it up on YouTube, and it was almost verbatim.
He's just telling you, well, that's the thing. If you're not a professional comedian, that's your material, just fucking funny stuff you hear.
Yes. All of my, everything I said and a lot of the tags for the first, like, 3 years of comedy were from, like, Fletch. They were just lines from Fletch and lines from, you know, like, all those, like, movies from around that time. And then I would see the movies and then hear... you know, whatever the person say, sit down before you fall down or something. I'd be like, oh my God, I stole that. I stole that too. Because that's all we did.
Well, yeah, you're just repeating stuff. That's how you figure out rhythm.
Yeah.
I do remember you telling, like me telling you that. And I mean, we're both drinking too at a comedy club.
Yeah.
So I probably didn't say it as cool as I thought I did. But nope. I thought I was helping you. You know
you
what I mean?
You very much were helping me.
Where I was like, hey, that's a very famous joke.
And I was horrified. And I'm like, I've never stolen, you know, consciously.
And I didn't mean it like, hey.
Oh, I know. And that's not even why I bring it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the rest of your act wasn't like, okay, this guy's just stolen famous.
Yeah, the rest of my act was like, okay, these aren't even really jokes. Just says.
Wait, is he messing up on purpose?
He's
good at messing up.
So he just keeps talking? It's without funny. Stopping?
He's powering through this I really like nicely.
I respect it.
Well, thank you. But
like,
yeah,
that's early comedy. It's like, I just respect he didn't quit.
Just don't cry on stage and you'll make friends in comedy.
Yes. That's hey, man, we can't cry in this building.
You can't. Just don't
that's
do it.
That's the rule. That's why everyone's on a lot of drugs.
For your best. Now, Billy, did you know that you are often talked about when people ask us sorry, Chris, but when people ask George and I about how we started My Favorite Murder, you are in the origin story of that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
So do you remember that it was Matt McCarthy's Halloween party, you know, 2015?
Yeah, you really helped me out that night.
Did I?
Yeah.
I thought I bummed you out.
I don't think so.
Well, because...
No, I was on... the most edibles I've ever been on. Now that I look back, like it was a while ago, and it was like, also that apartment wasn't like an LA style apartment.
No.
So I wasn't mentally prepared to go in that space, and I was like, this is the worst. And there's like vaguely famous people. Yeah, I remember that.
It was intense. But also, I started telling a story about, because I think everyone smoked a joint. I started telling a story about a car accident, a terrible, huge car accident. And I was telling a story as if, isn't this interesting? And I turned to look at you and I watched the blood leave your face. And you stepped back and went, I have to get out of here. I like left the room and I was like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Like, and right as that started happening where I was like, I'm such a ghoul, Georgia came running at me going, oh my God, I want to hear every word of this.
Oh, wow.
So it basically was, you had a firsthand kind of hand in the inception of us thinking of that podcast. So anyway, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It really helped us a lot.
I can guess what was happening. I don't remember. But it's that thing of like, when you're on that many, and it's kind of a hallucinogen when you're doing edibles, if you do a lot of them, because it doesn't hit you the way smoking it does, that it was just like what you brought up was so intense. It was like, well, this is the opposite of how I need to feel right
yes,
now.
Yes.
I'm not mad at you, but I have to not be in this space right now.
Yeah, yes.
I nothing against you, but I have to get away from you.
Well, also, I think at the average party with like, you know, people who are just kind of like, hey, it was also kind of near the beginning of the party. It wasn't like the end, the dregs or whatever. People were just kind of like first starting to mix and mingle. And I immediately tell a horrifying story, true story, of a terrible accident where it's like everyone who was even lightly high was just like, whoa, whoa, like backing up and walking.
We're ramping up a different way. And you're like, hey, there's that ramp.
You have to talk about it, though. It was an actual horrifying thing where people around you in a line died, right?
Absolutely
horrifying.
Yes, it was really bad. And I
think... So why not at a party? Especially an average... I'm telling Matt, you called it party average.
Someone...
And Matt's average party.
I just meant it wasn't average.
It was fun.
She just...
I had to go to the bathroom.
It was an everyday average.
Chill the fuck out.
It was that fun.
That's a good party where you're like, I gotta go for a minute.
It's funny. You're right, because there were a couple like famously intense comedy people there where you're like, oh, I'm afraid David Wayne isn't gonna, like, I'm gonna say the wrong thing. You know what I mean? There were those people there where you're like, you felt like you needed to be on your best or something.
They, yeah, where you're just like perceived power too.
Yes.
Where they would be like, oh, I can't help anyone here.
He doesn't want to help me.
And you're like, no, he can't.
He does not.
That's
have
the thing. You get to a point where like, there's like three people that can help you. Yeah. I don't know if they know that.
And I want to thank you for curbing my football joke. I mean, I do it sometimes on the road.
You should. You should.
If there's, you know, if there's a big game and I don't... One time I had shows in... But there was a Super Bowl weekend and I was in Madison. And so most people there were... It was like the Steelers and the Packers. Like, and I called my dad and I was like, Dad, I don't know or care about football. Will you write me some jokes about, you know, Ben Roethlisberger or whatever guys? And he wrote great dark jokes.
Did he?
And I couldn't follow them. I had to close with my dad's jokes. But I was saying, like, my dad wrote these, and so they, like, adjusted for, like, dad jokes, and then they were better.
They always are. You can't do that.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
It's like
did
if an old man's in the competition and he's just doing street jokes, the audience is going to be like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he's going to win. Yeah, you're right. It is a polished old man doing filthy jokes. Yeah.
I had to do that once at the, oh, so you'll know, that was at the Seattle Underground.
Yeah.
Remember, if you middled there, you had to headline at a one-nighter in Boise, Idaho. That was in a, like, a motel bar.
Incredibly far away from Seattle?
Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't Bellingham?
No. It was, like, across... It was in... Oh, it might have been Moscow, Idaho. But it was like you had to drive over a mountain pass. It was
Spokane.
Flat.
It was in Spokane. I did this. You have to drive over the Snoqualmie Pass.
There was definitely snow.
Yes, snow. Because the first time... When you're not from there, because to them it's nothing.
Yes.
But if you've never done it, I remember when I first moved up there, I'm like, yeah, you just go do this and you go do that. And I crossed over I pulled over when it was snowing. People looked at me like I was insane. And I was like, this is nuts, you guys.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, this is like fine. And then, you know, you live there for like a year and you're like, oh, this is just how the world is.
Yeah, out here. Did you see that huge raccoon?
There's
that
two of them. They're just on the stairs out there.
Oh.
I was going to say, look at that amazing looking cat.
That cat with a really high back.
Are we following that cat?
No, there are two of them right there. They're going up the alley.
I just want to look at
them.
But so I had to do that, and I was so I had to be the headliner, which I did not believe that I could do.
Ooh, look
there
at him.
It is.
He's hunched over.
Oh. He's like, hey, what's up? Y'all getting food? It's early. Yeah.
Well,
it is their morning right now.
The second guy has better posture.
They're like, yeah, well, we do too in the morning. We're just like, God damn it.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. They're not
hunched over.
It's time for
bed. Man, I ate so much garbage last night.
What was I thinking?
So this guy that came to be the opener was an old guy who only told street jokes. And his closer was that story about the shepherd who it ends with, hey, you get off of McLeod.
Remember, oh, man.
You know, it was like a terrible pun joke lyric thing where I had to go up and just talk about my observations on life. And it was so fucking awful.
Yeah, they're like, what are you doing? You know, these are my thoughts.
Jeezer, you know, I just wanted to compare one thing to another. No? Okay.
Pretty clever thoughts, I thought.
Oh, yeah. But where are your joke lyric parodies?
He ruined everything for me.
There was a, I had a very, like, a the first, when I first moved up there with my now ex-wife, I never
been. Oh, you married, was she like a, she was a radio person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all we need to say.
That's all, yeah, yeah. We can even cut that
out. Yeah, everything's fine.
Everything is fine.
It's fine. Like,
people break up, people get married, and then it stops.
And you find love after that.
Yes.
No one's
calling. And then we have a kid, and things are fine, and we don't have to talk about anything ever.
Well, they are walking with a handsome guy.
Yeah, no, yeah really? Who was that guy?
Who the fuck was he?
I would leave me too. I'm not even mad. Just make a decision.
Look at those lats.
I just need to know what I need to do.
What's my move here?
That is a fun part in your adult life when you're just like, listen, okay, if that's how you're gonna do it, Just let me know. Just don't drag it on. I need to do stuff.
Yes, for real.
It's a nice, being old's nice.
It is. You don't care as much.
I've been waiting the whole time.
All 3 years of you?
Yeah, I really have. Like, when I honest about it, like, I remember being older, being like, when I was young, like in high school, being around some of my friends, just being like, I don't want to do any of this.
I just want to lay in a hammock and wait for a car to pick me up.
Yeah, and then we can talk about funny stuff. I mean, we can race if you want.
Or you shave each other's eyebrows off. But
yeah, I don't care.
So that whole time you were just kind of pretending to be a kid.
Some of it, then some of it I was just drinking enough that I was like, yeah, this is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I think then you realize, like, that's what everyone else was doing. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
In your town in Tennessee, but how big was it?
I don't, it's ever growing just because certain things there, but I was like, there's one high school in the whole county.
So there's not much to do. It's when there's nothing to do, you just drink in a field somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's the first time I got drunk was in a field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Same. Yeah.
It has to be a field.
I just did Brooks Wheelan's camping show.
What's that?
It's what I just said. I mean, it's really fun. We just went out to the Kern River, and there's this crew, and we went floating, me and him and Cornell. And
then there's a show?
They filmed us doing, I don't know what they're going to, they filmed us for a long time. It was fun as fuck.
That's great.
I think I saw some footage of, like, the you know, off-camera hijinks while it was on camera.
Yeah, and it should be, he was like, you could come help us edit, and I was like, good, because, like, you know, it's three comics hanging out, so you're there for a while, you just start talking shit.
Yeah.
So you're like, yeah, we need to know what we said.
Oh, we don't worry about that on this.
Like, no, I do.
How was it with those guys? I've been invited on camp trips, and then it didn't work out.
It was fun. I bought a tent afterwards. That's how fun it was.
Yeah, oh, I need a tent.
You're into it.
I just have a tent for my bed, but I haven't used it yet.
I've
talked about this and showed pictures to people that listen, but I just had this wallpaper that looks like a snowy mountain, and then from that decided my whole bedroom had to look like a cabin, and so it went from there all the way to snowshoes on the wall, which I swear, Karen, when you see them, you'll be like, okay, I get it.
I don't know.
People have looked at the pictures, they're like, okay, I get it, that looks terrific. Modern yet rustic.
I've was that your baby again?
No. That's what the look I did too. I was like, oh, she's fast.
Fast when he's alone. Oh my God, he's alone. She. He or she?
He. I have a baby.
A baby he?
Baby he.
A he baby.
Is it a baby or is it a walking person? Yeah. Toddlers, I think.
He likes to stand up a lot.
Yeah.
He's, you know, there's been a couple falls where, you know.
It's inevitable.
This is my second one. So, and this is mom's first one. So she came in, you know, and she's like, he fell, oh God. I'm like, yeah, man, they fucking do this shit.
All the time.
Yeah, I was like, that's why their head and stuff's all malleable right now. I was like, it's all made, like whoever designed it, they thought it through. And she's like, okay. And then, like, literally, you know, there's like the knot goes away so fast or whatever.
Oh, that's good. So you have the calm of, like, an experienced parent.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes.
That's nice.
It is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably annoying for her sometimes. Like, the first, yeah, I talked about this. The first time, like, the first night we brought him back, there's just this stuff that kicks in that you think you've forgotten, but it's just this, you're like, oh, yeah, this is how this works. It was nice. I wasn't even, it was just, everything was kind of smooth, but she was like, he was like crying and he kept getting louder and she's just holding him and I'm laying in bed and I'm like, well, do the stuff, check the things. But I wasn't saying it out loud. I was just in my head. I was like, fucking do the stuff, check the, and then it hit me. I was like, oh, this is, she doesn't know. I was like, oh, you have to check and see if this is this, this, or this. And she was like, oh, I just didn't know. I was like, no, there's no fucking way you should have known that.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how I did it too. I would just stood there like an idiot. But you're tired and, you know, it's your wife. So you're just like, dude, what is wrong with you? You're smart.
run the gauntlet, check the things.
Yeah, she just delivered the baby the day before.
It's funny.
And I'm like, I'm tired.
I'm imagining you being in a hammock this whole time.
It's not far off.
Do the things.
I do get comfortable quick. But yeah. I do like being, like, it's the thing, too, is like, oh, I, you know, because the first one's scary, so you don't know. And then me and his mother didn't get along, so there's that, too. Mm.
Yeah, that doesn't help anything.
Yeah. Well, and then, but you're like, oh, I do love being a dad. That part is like, I do. You see other people, and they're like, oh, I don't do this, I don't like this, this, and this. You're like, oh, shit, I love all that stuff.
Yeah, aww. Yeah. I think I would love all that stuff, too. I think. Oh, it's easy to just say. I'm like a real armchair general.
Well, it's the same as being a comic. Like, when you start doing it, you see that you can tell the people who have, like, the thing where you're like, my good friend who... we started together and we started traveling together doing those shitty gigs. I loved every part. I was like, I love being on the road. I love staying in a shitty hotel. And he was like, oh, I hate every part of this. And like within like a year, he was like, I'm done. This is, and I was like, this is the funnest thing I've ever done. And he was like, you're an idiot. I'm like, probably.
Let's do it more.
Let's, yeah. They pay me money. These people are so dumb.
How do you feel about it now? Because you're on the road a lot these days.
I've changed the way I do it, which is nice. And I've accepted. You know,
Jesus Christ is your personal prayer.
No, I've accepted that is always going to be a little bit in there, and I have to fight it all the time. But I think that for so long, the way, if you're raised in the South or certain parts of the mountain part of the South, you're not supposed to brag. So that doesn't suit comedy.
Yeah, right.
No.
Because like a lot of promotion is just like, you know, hey, me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And so for a long time, like, I didn't feel like I was that good yet to be like, hey, look at me. Mm-hmm. So I just kept getting. So the last year or two, I've been like, oh, you should come watch me. And that's been like, oh, I'm starting to make more money. We're like, oh, yeah, I should have kept telling. I should have told people earlier to come see me.
This confidence thing really helps.
It does pay off. Also, I was bragging about your when we were plugging that you were finally going to be on the show on My Favorite Murder, and I was explaining how good you are making a road poster. Like that one that you have where the wolf is on the bathroom counter.
Oh, yeah. That's from that. Those are Cody in the Nashville Convention Center.
It was so, like, you do those things where suddenly I'm like, I know who you are and I know that you're just on the road. And I'm like, ooh, I want to go to that show.
Hell, yeah. It doesn't work like I thought it would, though. Like, not a lot of people show up because of the art.
Well, they're fucking idiots.
But Aaron's the same way my wife is. She's like, this is... you should charge for this. And I was like, but it's for me.
Right.
So.
See, I'm the opposite. I only do it for other people, like draw posters or illustrations for people. I never do it for myself. I don't know why.
You should. You're very good at it.
It's part of the vibe. Yeah.
It's the same. You're raised next to a mountain, too. Just like me. It's like, we can't talk about our skills.
I was surrounded by mountains, so it's even worse.
Yes.
There was no way out.
Yeah.
It was a glacial lake at one point. I was in a valley.
Don't tell people we can do anything.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? I don't understand. We're going to live here forever.
Stay away from the valley. That's where confidence blows in the wind.
Well, it was like, there's like parts of near where I grew up that I would always go back to and try to do comedy, and it would go fine. And then I realized like, oh, well, the whole area's theme song is Rocky Top, which is about people that can't grow, because you can't grow crops because it's just rocky. But the people were like, no, we're going to do it. And then they did it.
Yep.
So that's who I was trying to be like, hey, think different. And they're like, I don't like this guy. And like, because, and they, as you get older, like, yeah, they were right. I needed to cool it. I had their spirit, but it was like going back at them, and they don't like that.
No.
This has never happened on the podcast. It's happened when I've been a guest on one before and I had to use a bottle, but I really have to go to the bathroom. Yeah, okay. It's really kind of...
I'm trying to think the best.
I was going to not say anything, but it's starting to become an issue. Okay. And if it's up Raccoon Road, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you want to go up there? That's dangerous.
I mean, I'm willing to do it. It's
like gang dangerous.
Oh, really?
Some parts.
Is it gangerous? Sorry.
You know, now I invite the violence.
You deserve everything you get.
Yeah, maybe I could find a restroom in a gas station or something.
Okay.
I could go between cars. I'm very elusive.
Okay.
You know the best. Okay, we're gonna turn left anyway.
Okay.
But then like a public bathroom. I'm just thinking. There's a library right over there.
Do they let you? I could browse through a book and then, you know, just checking out the reference section.
You don't have a library card?
I don't. Isn't that embarrassing?
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, I check my email at home. I'm assuming that's just most of the people when I go to the library, they're just checking their email.
What's that good for kids' books and stuff like that?
Yeah. Once I have a kid, I'm going to change everything and I'll start reading.
When are you going to have a kid?
Let's get down to it. I don't know. God, any day now. The way I've been living. Just kidding. I don't know. I like being around kids. I like being an uncle. And then when you're around kids and then they think you're fun, you're like, oh, okay, I guess I could do this. But it's not all about being fun.
No, they get mad at you because you have to not be their friend.
Right.
That's a tough one. My son and I have to go over again and again.
This is the Raccoon Road. I'm willing to go up there.
Okay, or do you...
No, you don't need to go pee up. This is people live.
Billy, you live nearby, right?
Yeah.
Do you mind if Chris just uses your bathroom?
Oh, yeah, that works. I don't know why I didn't think of it. Yeah.
I just don't know where now.
Yeah, yes. It's...
Just tell me where to go.
Turn around. Go the opposite way of the way we're going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be okay for... Yeah,
that's
sorry
so funny. I don't know why that didn't...
I had to force your hand.
And you're like, hey, you live here. You're like, well, I don't know what the illusion we're doing is.
Yeah, my dad would be really funny and use different voices. And I remember specifically saying, talk like your own self. Like, it made me furious that... And now I totally
you do a lot of that,
it.
Right?
Yeah, I just became him, basically.
Well, it's fun. You just have fun. My son... You can tell, like, his instinct, our instinct is to be like, you're stupid.
Yeah.
To your dad. And then, like, but I'll catch him every now and then being like, he's pretty fucking cool. You can see, like, he's like, it just breaks through. And you're like, yeah, man, I'm cooler than you even know, dude. When you get older, you're like, holy shit. And like, yeah, and you're being a dick most of the time. I could have introduced you to some cool people. But I didn't, because you were a dick. I didn't know how you would act.
And then you just lay out pictures of people that your child could have met.
Just like, look at who I was hanging out with. Look, we were in your room.
Yeah.
I told him I didn't have a son.
Yeah, I said, this is a weird room we have.
Yeah, and know what you did when they were there? You just filled your diaper. You think they thought that was cool?
Was it cool? He was like, Dad, I was 6 months old.
Is it the son?
No, the next one. Sorry. That was a good guess, though. That was so close.
Looks familiar.
Thank you.
There's an alley. Oh, get out of the mic. There's an... Oh, wait. This was cool.
Gosh. We're recording again.
There's an alley down here.
Yeah.
And one night I came out because I heard that the helicopter was lower than usual. And I was like, hey, what's going on? And then... You'll see right through here. I saw, like, he was, like, spotlighting right through this. And I was like, that's an alley. And this, like, Kia Soul, like, the hamster car.
Yeah, sure.
Came
love those commercials.
Flying through that alley. And then, like, six cop cars, like, chasing it. I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. And then, like, the police helicopter was chasing it. And I ran in, like, chunking the Goonies. And I was like, honey, there's a cop. And they were chasing. And it was in the alley. And then, like, the car came rolling back on this street. Like, 5 minutes later, I was like, this is just, he's just having fun.
Yeah.
But then, here's this thing that sucks. Is you never know the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah, even when it's on the news, it's like, well, I'm not going to watch. This has been going on an hour. It's probably not an exciting ending.
Did you guys see the one recently where the guy stole the police cruiser?
No,
during in the middle awesome. Of the high-speed chase? It's pretty rad.
I mean, if you're going to
do it big.
You got to go out.
See, the time I did that, I just drove it across the street and parked it and ran.
Those 15 seconds must have been amazing.
How high were you?
I was drunk and I was young.
But I mean, how high were you when you were in that cop car?
It was exhilarating, but immediately, the minute I got out, I was riddled with fear that I'd be arrested. Because I knew people saw me, and one of them was a police cadet in training to be a cop.
Oh.
That's the worst, because they tattle.
Yeah, no, he never told.
He didn't?
No, I added him on Facebook years later, and I said, how have you been? He's like, oh, I'm a cop in Seattle now, or Portland, maybe. And then at the end, he said, have you stolen any cop cars lately? It was just an unmarked. I simply was put in this car and the keys were left in it. These guys made a mistake. They both went back in the bar and I just drove it across the street. It's the most illegal thing I've ever done.
That's pretty illegal.
It is pretty. It's a big one.
Yeah. But I mean, what you did was more cute than illegal.
Yes, it was more of a, and I could have taken the keys and thrown them on a roof. I used to tell people I did, but I just left them on the seat.
If you had been arrested for driving a unmarked cop car 15 feet, it would have been gone from cute, getting away with it, to deeply pathetic.
Yes.
Oh. Actually spending time in jail for that.
Yes, so, 20 years old, riddled with alcohol. Yeah.
Not cool.
Because you'd get a DUI for that, too.
And maybe I'd still be sitting here, but we'd know I'd have at least one tattoo on my face.
Immediately.
Probably, but I don't know if I'd get the raindrop. I kind of like when people have a little bat on their cheek.
Oh.
You like it?
Yeah.
Or you respect it?
I respect it. I make eye contact and I shake hands more firmly.
Now, isn't that just for Halloween?
No, these guys' tattoos are year-round.
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're serious, isn't
it? They're serious business.
It's a code, I think.
They mean it. Billy, do you have anything you want to plug? We're coming near the end of this just, like, useless drive around your neighborhood.
If you were going to plug your bathroom being nice, I'll vouch for that.
Cool, I'll tell my wife.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Because we've learned that... my idea of clean and her idea of clean are totally different things.
It was a very clean bathroom and what appears to be brand new squatty potty.
Oh.
Where you put your feet up.
Well, yeah, it's just in the boys' room, so they don't use it. Like, if you go in our room, that thing's used.
It's just covered with...
I didn't tell you that bad.
The children don't need it as badly.
Well, yeah, I don't think the bathroom gets as much... work.
Sure.
As the kids, they don't spend as much time or need to.
Little kids, little work.
Yeah, I know their bodies are smaller. There's not as much maintenance.
Are you, do you have a tour coming up?
I do. When does this come out? Tomorrow?
Monday.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, that helps. Yeah, I'll be in Seattle November 1st and 2nd on Capitol Hill at Club Comedy.
I've never heard of that.
It's great. It's a little boutique comedy club. They take care of everybody. Seats like 80. It's in next to this dope Thai restaurant. And it's on Capitol Hill, so it's like cool.
The coolest part of Seattle.
It's just cool up there and nice.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm doing like 4 shows, so come out to that. You can get all my dates at bwdtour.com. Mm-hmm. Or just say Google Billy Wayne Davis and all my stuff comes up.
Nice.
You can do the same for me. I'm going on tour. We'll be on tour at the same time. Maybe we'll pass each other.
I hope so. Where are you going?
The South, Louisiana and Texas and Oklahoma.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah. It's fun, right?
Those are fun. They're fun. The people they have a good time in all those places.
I can't wait to go to the real Bourbon Street and see real cops on horseback beat up real drunk people.
Have you never been to Bourbon Street?
No, I just compare it always to 6th Street, even though I've never been there.
You've never been
to Bourbon?
It's nothing like 6th Street.
Yeah?
It's worse.
Sure, of course.
But the rest, I mean, there's just nothing like that city.
Yeah.
The city's fucking awesome. Like, we went to Mobile first, Aaron and I, and it's really cool. But we'd never been to New Orleans, so we're like, man, Mobile's like one of the coolest places. Why aren't there people there? And then the next time we went through there, we went to New Orleans, which is like an hour and a half from there. We're like, oh, because they did it all good over here.
Right, right.
So it's like, oh.
They just want to go over there.
Yeah, why would you? And people in Mobile are like, we get it.
But I heard, I've only heard nightmares about Mardi Gras. Like,
I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, a friend of mine, she worked in a bar, and she said that the one night she's working, there's just so many people, they were squished against each other. Everyone swaying back and forth. She said off in the corner, two people were just openly having sex. And when everyone finally left, there was a stabbed person.
Really?
Yeah.
Inside the same bar?
Yeah.
It's just all a fun place.
Yeah.
Passion.
All for
me. Yeah, that sounds like parts of the Bible where
a small pile of salt.
And I started stabbing. He's like, I just want to do all the stuff.
And then the floor was covered with locusts.
I coveted this guy's wife all good.
A big high heel shoe with our
man,
name
I wish
on
you
it.
Were my wife. Murder.
Oh, and that's the story of Mardi Gras.
It is kind of.
I like those neighbors. They're chilling.
Oh, that's they're the older.
No, there's an old man that sits there, and I've learned a lot of Spanish phrases from him.
Really?
Just from time of day, when I pass him. You guys, thanks for the ride. It was really good.
Of
Billy,
course.
Thank you so much for just letting us come back time and again.
Yeah.
To cancel and then reschedule with you over and over.
Let's do it for another year or two.
Yes. It would be great.
Yeah, I'll be the Matt Damon.
It's fine. I said that to you, but Georgia said that to Karen.
Yeah.
You are the Matt Damon
you
of this
are the
podcast.
Matt Damon of this podcast.
I'll take that.
Our apologies. Up until now.
You're
I'm
the third.
Good at chalkboard math, too.
And mopping.
I'm terrible at mopping.
You're that's, one man that can multitask.
That's why, yeah.
You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYN.
AR!
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared? Was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.